With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. The National Coalition for Caymanians Administration says cross-government collaboration is key to addressing pension breaches. Earlier this week, it was reported that more than 2,100 companies owed some $14 million in pensions to local employees, much of which may never be recovered as several of those companies have not renewed their trade and business licenses and might have shut down. And Minister for Caymanian Employment and Immigration, the Honorable Michael Miles, tells CIGTV, government is working hard to break down silos.
What we have is a very large government. And unfortunately, in a very large government, what we have with systems not connecting, things get lost in the system. So what the NCFC government is doing is reconnecting the government back together. So I've been meeting with a number of organizations to say, here's what's coming. Here's the information that we need. Here's what information do you need from us to run your department or at least enforce your specific laws.
Mr. Miles says starting January 1st, the NCFC government will be moving towards, quote, regularizing trade and business licenses, requiring business owners to produce up-to-date pension and health insurance payments for their staff, essentially providing proof of good standing.
In addition to that, a trade and business license then have to be presented along with their certificate of good standing when they turn in an application to proceed forward with a work permit. If they don't have that, you're not going to get a trade and business license, and you can't apply for a work permit.
Mr. Miles believes that will, quote, stamp out a lot of the corruption that consistently happens here. The Traffic and Roads Policing Unit is launching the first phase of Operation Clyro for 2026, a two-week initiative aimed at reducing dangerous driving behaviors, particularly those that lead to serious collisions and loss of life. Here's Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks.
The operation begins today and runs across all three islands through the busy Easter weekend, ending on the 10th of April. It forms part of the RCIP's wider effort to curb poor driving by increasing enforcement in key areas such as speeding and driving under the influence. The RCIPS is reminding motorists that driving in a manner that endangers others is a serious offense under the Traffic Act. Operation Clyro is a part of the National Road Safety Strategy. Safe roads, safe Cayman, the road to zero. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
I'm Jude Solomon. Today I'll be playing Trucking Through the South. Thank you for having me.
Seven young Caymanians presented an evening of music on Thursday as K-Musica hosted the Rising Stars edition of their monthly Music at the Library. Included performances by Johan Uy, Alexa Valencia, and Justin Tsai on piano, Jude Solomon on cello, Hannah Anthony and Thane Bodden on violin, and Charlotte Gother on flute. And it was a one-all draw in the matchup between Team Cayman and the British Virgin Islands in a series of international CONCACAF friendly football matches being hosted right here in Cayman.
We had a hard, well-fought game. I think in the first half, we probably just gave them a little bit too much time on the ball. And second half, we noticed that, so we pressed them a lot, and it was a well-matched game.
I think in the first half, it was, we gave, like what Trey said, gave them a little bit too much respect. Second half, we went in the change rooms, made the adjustments, and you could see in the second half that it was a complete different ball game once we started playing our ball game. I mean, maybe we haven't played in a while, so we wanted to chill a little bit in the first half, but once we talked about it at halftime, the switch just flipped.
Players Trey Ebanks and Cameron Gray there at Thursday night's match at the Trumbauden Stadium. Team Cayman includes under 20 players who are getting their first taste of senior-level football. They play the Bahamas on Sunday. Make sure to snag your seat by heading to Tickets Plus. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The Pentagon has declined to comment on reports it's considering sending up to 10,000 additional troops to the Middle East. The Wall Street Journal reported that the surge in troops would give President Trump more military options. Iran's Revolutionary Guards have issued a new warning that the Strait of Hormuz remains closed. BBC News.